Welcome to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, your weekly dose of international boating, super yachting, and maritime industry news and opinions. Dutch super yacht builder Oschenco this week launched a super yacht that is officially the largest yacht ever built in Holland. Project Y719, as it's currently known, is 117 meters long, or 383.1 feet. As it happens, it won't hold that record for very long because Oschenco is currently building an even larger yacht known as Project 721, which, according to the rumor mill, belongs to Jeff Bezos. That yacht is apparently a three-masted sailing yacht and should be the biggest sailing yacht in the world when it's launched, but we don't know much about it beyond that. Project Y719 features a steel hull and aluminium superstructure. It's got five decks and sports a helicopter landing pad on the flybridge. The yacht isn't quite complete yet, but it's almost there. It's scheduled for delivery this year still, but it'll first have to pass its sea trials. Once it's presented to its owner, we'll find out what it's going to be named. Swedish boatyard Windy this week unveiled its latest and largest boat, the SLR SR60. The SR60 was designed by Malcolm McKeon and was built as a custom tender and chase boat for a very large superyacht, but we don't know which one yet. The SR60 is 60 feet long and 4.5 meters wide. It's powered by triple Volvo Penta IPS 650 engines, which, if you didn't know, allow you to drive the boat with a joystick. Pretty cool. It also has a bow thruster to make docking and other low-speed maneuvers even easier, and it comes standard with a pair of Humphrey X900 interceptor stabilizers with auto trim. It has a range of 850 nautical miles at a cruising speed of 25 knots, but a maximum speed of 44 knots, with a fuel capacity of 4,250 liters. The deck area includes a large amount of seating, including a row of three seats at the helm. That's followed by another row of three seats. Behind that, there's a wet bar and grill in front of a large table with bench seating on either side. The deck is all teak, including the swim platform. Buyers can choose from options like carbon fiber detailing, a lithium battery bank, a gyro stabilizer, a water maker, and even a FLIR thermal camera. Below deck, there are two cabins with a V-berth in front and a second cabin below the aft deck. There's also a heads compartment with a separate shower, which is quite a luxury for a boat this size. If things get hot, the boat has a 16,000 BTU aircon system to keep things comfortable. The SR60 is already being hurried to its new owner's yacht, so we're unlikely to see any review videos until more of the boats are made. For more information, visit windyboats.com. And now, in a strange coincidence, I have another LEGO story for all of us fans of things that float. LEGO has introduced a brand new set in its creator expert LEGO for Adults series, and it's a detailed model of the Titanic. This is the biggest kit LEGO has ever released at 9,090 pieces and a length of 1.3 meters. It's also the longest model that LEGO has ever made. It really is massive, and it's heavy too, at around 15 kilograms. The completed ship features all kinds of awesome details. All six floors are recreated in miniature scale, from the grand staircase all the way down to the boiler room, featuring engines with working pistons. Amazing! On deck you'll find details like working anchor chains, cranes, and printed flags to match the ones on the original ship, although notably absent is a white Star Line logo. Several reviewers received early copies of the model, and they've all praised it for its details, its overall size and quality, and that it's just a really fun and interesting model to build. The new set officially goes on sale for pre-orders on the 8th of November 2021, and it is expected to retail for $629.99. Start saving, I know I am. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please remember to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. When I'm not researching, writing, and producing these videos, I pay the bills as a marketing copywriter. I've got a passion for the boating and marine industry in general, and I'd love to hear from you the next time you need some seaworthy copywriting done. I'm easy to find too. Please reach out to me on either LinkedIn or via my website, via the details in the description. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next week.